Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Ron. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Pote. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive towards short. Sisti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to third. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Mize scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a line drive into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lark. Elliott moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Elliott moves to third. Littwiller moves to second. Two outs. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanky moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive towards short. Ron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0 for 1 in the game. Pote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Russell for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torgerson scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 2 in the game. Ron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pote strikes out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 3 in the game. Conway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon pinch runs for Tommy Holmes. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards second. Conway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Wright now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Massey and he is out, Sisti applying the tag. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mize strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron misplays the ball. That's an error on Ron. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a fly ball into left field. Litt Wheeler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 3 in the game. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisti. Marshall moves to third. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The slide. Massey applies the tag. Marshall is out. Ron moves to second. Two outs. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick pinch runs for Danny Littwiller. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 3 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sockold pinch hits for Sibby Sisti. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold strikes out. Two outs. Frank McCormick pinch hits for Ed Wright. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.